The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Plus, a good Thursday morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And, of course, for those of you up and at them and moving along in East Coast time, yeah, we're on daylight saving time again. Oh, I know. Some of you just, it's like, I can't get the sleep cycle back in order. I get it. iComplex is back in stock. So is the Detox Clay Powder. And we're having a 10% off site-wide spring sale. Yes, it's still going on with free shipping with orders $250 and up. If you donate more than $25, you get a free Vitamir regular toothpaste at no cost to you. And, of course, we appreciate Michael and Deborah, Phil and Mike's donations, recent. And, of course, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on of people that want to see the show move along and continue into 2024. The prayer request, Nicole is still in Florida, the mother of two boys with her own business, serving the disabled. She has bone cancer. We got to continue to lift her up. And just ask the Almighty to send somebody, put somebody on a path to help her with this. I also want to say a special prayer for 16-year-old Kaylee Gain. That's K-A-Y-L-E-E-G-A-I-N. She is the teenager that was bullied by a 15-year-old girl of African-American descent who slammed her head into the pavement multiple times outside Hazelwood East High School outside St. Louis. And Kaylee is currently suffering from a major brain bleed and traumatic brain injury. Her GiveSendGo or GoFundMe accounts have raised over $150,000, but she really needs the Father's healing and presence in this situation. We just, you know, we don't want her to pass away because then somebody's going to go to prison for murder. Too young of an age for any of this to happen, but this is what's going on in our schools right now, Father. A lot of this bullying and everything else is just allowed to continue because we live in a world that, you know, we have a hard time controlling. Parents need to be more concerned about the welfare of their children now more than ever these days. And we just lift Kaylee's situation up to you and thank you for her healing to overcome this brain bleed and whatever else is there to stop the flow of blood in her brain to heal her. Whatever's required or whatever is necessary to do it, that they make the right decision and that you spare her life, Father. We lift that situation up to you and thank you for her deliverance in the name of your son, Yeshua. And can I get an amen out there? Yeah. That's huge. God answers. That's about, you know, when he comes right down to it, it's probably the only way that we can survive in this day and age because, you know, we were talking to Joaquim Hagopian the other day and I asked him that pointed question. Why is it we all think we have to take the burdens of the world on our shoulders? Why are we made to feel responsible for all this? I ask myself that a lot. I've always been accused of, you know, by various people. How is it you can tune out your kids when they act up? And I tell them it's part of parenting. I don't let them get away with it. It's just when they act up, I tune it out because that's kids. But this bullying, oh, no. Now, that's got to stop, folks. And I'll tell you, if you start exploring the families where these alleged bullies come from, a lot of them don't have fathers. Larry Elder even said that in the clip I played a couple weeks ago on Friday. So anyway, Rick Satellite still has a dish to give away. Nope, haven't given it away yet. That means you still have time to get your letter in explaining why you'd like one. Put your name, address, and phone number, however you send it. Make sure it gets in there. You can email a letter to support at thepowerhour.com if you have internet. If you don't, then you can snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, understanding how thepowerhour.com works, we have a buymeacoffee.com. Make a one-time donation that way. You can click the Support Us tab when you get to thepowerhour.com if you have internet. You can call up at 877-817-9829. Make a donation that way. All sorts of ways to keep us on the air, but especially when you buy from the Power Mall. That helps, and especially through our Partners tab. Just let us know. You know, we have a new partner at the Power Hour, Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef. And, of course, we have a Partners tab banner for them. You click on that, and please let us know when you're buying the meat. Now, this is 10-plus year shelf life. Gourmet Freeze-Dried Goodness, Patriot-proved beef supplier. We've had them on the show before, folks. They're the ones that were looking into stuff going on in Central Texas regarding a hotel being used for sex trafficking. Yeah, they got a reach. And the gentleman we had on, Jason, and his brother have set up this company, and they have a huge ranch in Lorena, Texas. And they are embracing all American beef. No lab-grown meat, no mRNA, none of that. It's real as it gets. Sirloin, ribeye, and, you know, with ribeye, there's a lot of fat on that. Well, guess what they do with those ribeye steaks? They cube them and they cut all the fat out because fat can't freeze dry. I don't know if you knew that or not. I had it explained to me. He explained it to me. He says, we can't do anything with that fat. That fat doesn't go in any of the, that means the cubes you get of this ribeye are pure cubes, no fat. And it's veteran owned. So, hey, you know, check them out. Go to the Partners tab and click on the Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef and try some. And like I said, take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know that we're getting credit for this. And we have a newsletter. It's free on both the Power Hour and the Power Mall. If you just go to each site respectively, click on the newsletter tab and subscribe, you get our free email blast in both regards. The community tab is also available through thepowerhour.com to go to the forum and share your thoughts with listeners on this show. Come next hour, we're going to try to ring up Larry Sharp, who's connected with the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. campaign. He's the National Organizing Director for American Values 2024, the RFK Jr. Super PAC, former teacher and U.S. Marine who ran for New York governor as a libertarian. This should be interesting. What does he know we don't? Don't you want to find out, is it going to be Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura? I mean, who's he going to pick? I mean, come on. Really? Wow. All right. 8 minutes after the hour, moving into world news. I like to know, you know, the word blusters, how that ends up in a national headline, world headline. That's what they're describing Putin. Blusters before national elections, promises he's ready to nuke the West over Ukraine. Again, he said it. Threatened the West, nuclear war, if it becomes more involved in his invasion of Ukraine. But then he moderated his remarks by saying while he's ready to strike, he believes the U.S. is going to exercise restraint. So he's sending a hidden message. No sleight of hand there. He faces re-election this week for a fifth term in office, so it's no wonder he's making those comments, right? He wants to convince everybody in Mother Russia that they're powerful and that they're going to stop this nonsense if the West intervenes. And they'll start with limited nuclear and move on out. He gave a pre-election interview to Russian television making those remarks. Interesting. So, you know, he doesn't want NATO involved, especially. That's a real kicker. he expects NATO states to keep their troops out. And even said he was ready to enter negotiations with the West on the future of the country he invaded, but only if the talks were based on what he called realities and not some dream state. South Africa's ruling party, the African National Congress, has fallen below 40% in a new poll. With 2 months to go, you know, plus, to the country's next general election, May 29th, that raises the possibility there could be a change at the national level for the first time since 1994, if the opposition Democratic Alliance can put together a rival coalition to dislodge the ANC from power. I mean, here's a country that has been affected by apartheid. And the ANC has typically overperformed in its polls on the election day, appealing to voters who remember its role in toppling the apartheid regime. But chronic electricity, water shortages, crime, and corruption have worn the voters' patience. And they want change. So all you got to do is go out and lie to the people and promise them that you're going to fix whatever they're complaining about. Yes, the little people. Yeah, see how they think? Argentina's inflation, meanwhile, has slowed down after 3 months of Milei shock therapy. The National Institute of Statistics and Census of Argentina has announced that Argentina registered a 13.2% inflation rate in February, marking the second month in a row where it slowed down as a result of President Milei's austerity policies. The thing is that this was not a surprise to anybody down in Argentina. He told the Argentinians what he was going to do when he got in. He said, we are going to apply a series of shock therapy measures to avoid a total economic collapse after nearly two decades of socialist rule, leaving the country teetering on the brink of hyperinflation, which we could be facing here if we don't stop this. So what happened? Milei began by undoing as many of the hundreds of socialist regulations as possible. It's turned the government's, turned his attention toward the near depleted foreign reserves and a convoluted currency control system. So he is trying to get it back down to 7 or 8%. And he said he had lifted Argentina's currency restrictions immediately upon taking office, stating that there would be 100% chance of a bank run. So, see what he did? He was honest and open with his people, and they respected him. They understood what was going on. They understood what was necessary, unlike our government, which sits there and plays games with our paychecks. The EU, by the way, has finally given approval to the 27 nations block AI law yesterday, artificial intelligence on the chopping block. They put the world-leading rules on track to take effect later this year. The AI Act is expected to act as a global signpost for other governments grappling with how to regulate this technology. High-risk users or uses of AI, rather, such as in medical devices or critical infrastructure like water or electrical networks, are going to face tougher requirements like using high-quality data and providing clear information to users. This is a problem. Some uses are banned because they are deemed to pose an unacceptable risk, like social scoring systems that govern how people behave, given what happened with Google's Gemini. AI-generated deepfake pictures or video or audio of existing people is going to have to be labeled as artificially manipulated. Yeah, like they're going to do that. The EU says it's worried these powerful AI systems could cause serious accidents or be misused for far-reaching cyber attacks. Oh, duh, you think? You know, when these computers start having a mind of their own, they could start a nuclear war. They could launch ballistic missiles. Oh, is all, you know, who are you going to blame? You created it. You played with it. You let it get away. You created a systemic risk, and now you're paying for it. You know, they're going to chop down on companies that provide these systems. They're going to have to assess and mitigate the risks, report any serious incidents such as malfunctions that cause somebody's death or serious harm to health or property. And they're also going to have to put cybersecurity measures in place and disclose how much energy, you knew that was coming, how much energy their models are using. Is that supposed to save energy, electricity, really? Oh, my. Finally, in world news, Japan's trying to compete in the space race. They had Kairos, a small solid fuel rocket they tried to launch yesterday, exploded just seconds into its inaugural launch as the firm tried to become the first Japanese company to put a satellite in orbit. The setback for Space One in the rocket industry in Japan comes as the government and investors ramp up support for the sector amid a national security buildup and skyrocketing demand for commercial satellites. This was a 59-foot-tall rocket exploded 5 seconds after liftoff, leaving behind a large cloud of smoke, fire, fragments of the rocket, and sprays of firefighting water near the launch pad on the tip of the mountainous Kii Peninsula in western Japan, visible on local media live streams. Well, that's nothing, because Musk is going to launch Falcon 9 at 7.04 p.m. Eastern tonight to try to put multiple satellites up in orbit. Now, moving along, in use news, everybody knows what that is if you listen to the show long enough, use news. I used to call it use news and world report. Remember that? U.S. news and world report. Yeah, that's why I called it use news. U.S. news. Georgia judge dismisses 6 charges in the Trump election case. And why is that? Because Fannie Willis could not prove they were felonies and didn't tie the felony to the charge. So charges number 2, 5, 6, 23, 28, and 38 were dismissed from the indictment. I like that. 2, 5, 6, 23, 28, and 38. Bingo! Yeah. Yeah, this leaves only the RICO charge for Mr. Meadows, 10 counts for President Trump, 11 counts for Rudy Giuliani, 10 counts for Mr. Smith, 9 counts for Mr. Chile, and 8 counts for Mr. Eastman. The judge added these pleading deficiencies do not apply to the corresponding acts listed in the RICO charge as part of an alleged conspiracy, but to stand as separate counts, they needed to meet a higher statutory standard. So those counts that were dismissed were related to soliciting officials to violate oaths of office, including the phone call that President Trump made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. And the thing is that everybody that has taken a plea deal did not plea it out to this Georgia Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Huh. And of course, you know, now they're saying Fannie Willis contacted the J6 committee. Yeah, I think she got some talking points in addition to evidence that she was using to try to tie all this together and relate it to Georgia. That's an issue. And now more information besides the fact that J6 committee withheld exculpatory evidence deliberately. A Secret Service agent has testified that when then President Trump finished his speech at the Ellipse, he wanted to go to the Capitol on J6. A Secret Service agent blocked him from going, according to a newly disclosed account. The president wanted to go, according to the agent who was driving the vehicle. This is what the U.S. House of Representatives was told. President Trump and Robert Engel, his lead Secret Service agent, entered the SUV around 1:10 p.m. after President Trump concluded his speech. He asked Bob Engel if we could go to the Capitol, and why couldn't we? He was insistent, the driver testified, adding later the president was pushing pretty hard to go, but Mr. Engel told him, look, we didn't have any people at the Capitol. We didn't have a plan in place. We needed to essentially go back to the White House and assess what our options were and wait till we can get a plan in place before we went down there. And, of course, the president responded by saying he felt it would be fine because he was not concerned about the people at the Capitol, describing them as being his supporters, according to the driver, although the driver couldn't recall specifically what the words were the president used. And Mr. Engel, of course, Bob Engel, his Secret Service guy, consistently had the same response. We didn't have a plan in place. We're not going to just take you there and put you in harm's way. And, of course, he added later that whether the crowd at the Capitol was comprised of MAGA people was immaterial. Trump didn't say anything like, I'm the president, I'll decide where I get to go or where I'm going, according to the driver. He didn't say that. Driver took President Trump and Bob Engel to the White House, which is 1.2 miles from the ellipse. By 1:25 that afternoon, President Trump was told about the violence at the Capitol, according to a White House employee. So they weren't going to the Capitol. Mark Meadows was involved in all of that. And or his deputy. But here's the thing. Trump offered to put troops there to keep this thing peaceful. And it didn't work out that way because Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer said no. And so did the Capitol Police. And it was not an insurrection. It was a riot. But you see, if you call it an insurrection long enough, the Never Trumpers will have something to stand on. Something else I've gotten to serious discussion with multiple people on yesterday because of comments that we made on this show and comments I make in the community when I'm out circulating and percolating. Here's the thing. The Never Trumpers and everything else. You don't want to vote for Biden. We got RFK Jr., Larry Sharp, he's going to be on. We anticipate, I'm going to ask Larry these questions, and I hope you join us on the phone lines and ask questions as well, because see, these Never Trumpers, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, there's nobody else to vote for. What are they going to do? Cast their vote for people who aren't candidates? I mean, you have a choice on the November ballot, Trump, Biden, or Kennedy. You know, there's not more than one Kennedy running. So that joke commercial that they were running, you know, remember that joke? Today's election day. Go to the polls and vote. Vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote. Because they were all running. Whole family at one time was involved. So, no, there's only one this time. And they still haven't given him Secret Service protection yet. So you got to ask yourself, why would Never Trumpers vote for RFK Jr.? I'm going to ask Larry Sharp that very question this morning. Hopefully when we can connect. What makes them think that Biden's votes aren't going to get diluted as much as Trump's? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that just will not go to the polls. We talked to a bunch of them. They won't go to the polls specifically because they don't like the choice. So they're going to stay home. You see, it's people like that I have a hard time having respect for. Because if they don't vote, they can't bitch. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You want to call this a constitutional republic? Well, it's your constitutional right to go cast a vote. And if you don't do it, you cannot sit there and complain. Well, I didn't like the choices. Now, you see, with the uniparty system that's been created, we're faced with this issue about the lesser of two evils because it's our uniparty system. And what RFK Jr. has done, he's gone outside the envelope and he's pushing the envelope now because there are factions, the super PACs. They all believe that RFK Jr. has a chance to overcome the voting bases of both the GOP and the Democrats. So if you're going to dilute the vote, and this is my argument, you got three candidates. A lot of people are saying, well, they could each get a third. Well, they could, but because the Never Trumpers, you know. Here's the thing I said yesterday about, you know, I did my Clint Eastwood and I said, be careful what you wish for. You know, if you're wanting the economy to be uprighted and the aliens to stop coming across the border, you're going to need to put your faith in somebody that's committed to shutting it off. Now, there's two candidates on the three candidate bill that will do that. That would be Kennedy and Trump. You see, now the Never Trumpers got something else to look at, and that's RFK Jr. Now, of course, I'm going to ask Larry Sharp, really. Come on, tell us. Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers or going to be, you know, see, Aaron Rodgers already said Sandy Hook didn't happen. That's what got Alex Jones in trouble. So it might have been said a long time ago. I don't know. Like I said, this is for another Fetzer day. But the thing is that right now, all of this is irrelevant. It's a sticking point with a lot of people because they have to have one. They got to have a sticking point. They don't want to just say, look, come on, this is irrelevant at this point. What's important is where we put our support in November. Do we want 4 more years of illegal invasion? Because if Biden gets back in office, you're going to have that. He's going to get 20 million illegal invaders into America. And then America is going to get multiculturalized in a big hurry, starting with the blue state cities. They're going to start collapsing. There's going to be major ruin. I predict it because all these people, we the people cannot support these people. They got to work and pay taxes. The only way you can do it is to make them a U.S. citizen. And the only way to do that is to cheat and make them a U.S. citizen in time for the November elections. Which is why Trump will spend the next 4 years deporting 10 million people. Oh, I'm sure the president of Mexico is just going to be thrilled about that. Don't think there won't be some issues here. They're going to do everything in their power. I'm talking about Biden and company and the people behind the scenes, deep state. They're going to do everything in their power to cheat. We might as well call it for what it is. I mean, 80 million Americans can't be all wrong, right? But then you got these people out there that are not convinced that Trump is on the up. They think he's part of it, part of the deep state, part of everything. That's why nothing ever happened during his first term. They all think it. You know, they all interpret things differently rather than look at the consequences of having somebody running that, you know, had a fairly good track record economically. I mean, you can't say that we did not have a good economy when he was president. Man, I'm telling you, how they interpret things, and I'm talking about the Never Trumpers and everybody else that thinks that there's some alternative magic bullet out there, silver bullet, as it were, to fix our situation here, other than a complete nuking of Washington, D.C. and starting over again. I mean, wishful thinking. Reminds me of that designated survivor thing with, you remember that TV series? Yeah. Yep, it's crazy. Crazy times. And the thing is your health is probably the number one thing that we're most concerned with, because if you're sick, you can't think straight, and you definitely won't be going to the polls if you're sick. So we got some important messages here from the Power Hour and Power Mall, after which we will come back, talk about more You Snooze, maybe a phone call or two. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pretty 24 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central, where we are on this Thursday, March 14th. And let's see. Oh, you know, I was talking before we went to break about how people interpret what's going on. You know, they're all looking for a sign. I was just reminded about the sign of Jonah. And the thing is about the Bible. And people who want to go in and try and interpret what the Word of God says, you know, I've always said we know not the day nor the hour. Well, you see this eclipse that's coming up on April 8th, people are just having these wild ideas that something bad is going to happen because it's going to cross the United States and it's going to hit all the Ninevehs in the United States because there's seven of them. And it's going to, the eclipse is going to pass over all of seven of those Ninevehs. And then there's one in Nova Scotia, so eight of them. And so apparently there's something, you know, it's going to pass right over Little Egypt there where the New Madrid Fault is. And see, now we got people out there thinking there's going to be a massive earthquake. Going to shake everything up. We're going to have to put the whole country in martial law and we're going to just take you over and start rounding up people and putting them in concentration camps. And really? Come on, where's your faith? You know, I was looking at Matthew 12, which is what a lot of them were going to, talking about Christ out in his teachings, rebuking the Pharisees because they were fair, you see. That's why they call him that. Master, give us a sign. Yeah, here's your sign. Yeah, he answered him and said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Oh, why did he say that? Well, he was talking to the Pharisees at the time. Come on, let's not take it out of context here. And there shall be no sign given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, which he's talking about Jonah. And then verse 40, they have a tendency to drift away because it says, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, what was he saying there? You see, everybody's saying that the Son of Man, well, that was Jonah, you know, or something connected to Jonah. No, the Son of Man was Jesus Christ, and he was predicting his own future. And they were too stupid to figure out what was going on. They couldn't see the good in this man. He's talking about Jonah. Because Nineveh was living in sin, Jonah wanted nothing to do with Nineveh. He went the opposite direction, and of course, you know, the Almighty sent a storm. He fessed up and said, well, yeah, the storm's here because of me. So they threw him overboard, and a whale swallowed him up, and he was dead inside the whale's belly. And for some strange reason, he got spit back up. Jonah is not the Son of Man. And for those of you out there like to profess the Trinity, I got some news for you. There's one passage that the people, if you notice your Strong's Concordance, how it changes over time. Yeah, they've changed the Word of God a lot since the time. Did you know the original Bible did not have chapter and verses and the Hebrew is written backward? You got to read it backwards. Each chapter you have to read from the bottom, you know, because normally you're reading from what? Left to right. You start from the top corner left and you read down to the bottom right corner, right? That's not the way the Hebrew text is written. You start at the bottom right corner and read backwards. That's how the scrolls are written as well. So, you know, to interpret the fact, you know, they could not see the sign that Christ was going to sacrifice himself for the good of mankind. And see, they all want to see a sign. You know, you've already had signs. The sign is pretty blatant, and it's not the Twilight Zone. But you will be. I mean, some of these people are living in the Twilight Zone if they can't see what the uniparty system is doing to this country. And now we have a new gamer. It's RFK Jr. Why now? Why is he running in the Independent Party now? We're going to ask Larry Sharp that question, hopefully at the top of next hour. Why now? Why do we have a three-way race instead of the uniparty? He wants to shake things up. All right, so Larry, give me some ideas here. That's what we'll be getting into. In the meantime, the younger generation is becoming very, very disillusioned with Uncle Joe. And the thing is a lot of them, and see, Joe is playing on TikTok. Well, of course he is. I mean, China owns him, for crying out loud. I think we can all agree on that. TikTok is a Chinese-owned app. House of Representatives figured it out, and they took the opportunity to, in a bipartisan manner, yet 15 Republicans and 50 Democrats voted against the legislation. The legislation passed 352 to 65 to ban TikTok from the United States. So you got a choice. You either, it's not going to exist here, and the app's not going to exist here, or in the alternative, you're going to sell it to an American company and let them run it with no Chinese influence. Because they are claiming, and we're talking about Congress here, led by Mike Johnson, the Speaker, claiming that the Chinese Communist Party is pushing harmful content to our youth and engaging in malign activities such as harvesting location, purchasing habits, contacts, and sensitive data of Americans, not to mention the TikTok challenge over and over. Here, have a Tide Pod. And kids are stupid enough. Here, go burk yourself. Go hang yourself in the closet and see how long you can hang there before you pass out. And then when you do, if you're not in control of your functions, you are going to hang yourself. You're going to cut off your circulation and you're going to die because you want to be cool. You want to go out and tell your friends that you did that. I did a Robin Williams in my closet. Yeah, you want to go tell everybody and brag about it. I had a Tide Pod and survived. Oh, well, big whoop-de-doo for you. And how much did that cost you in medical bills, you idiot? You see, what is it with our kids being influenced like this? This is the reason that everybody is so up in arms about it. And you've got, given the overwhelming vote in the House, now it faces a Senate situation. And Chuck E. Schumer, of course, is in control of this. He can decide whether or not they even talk about it. Mark Warner, who's a Democrat from Virginia, and Marco Rubio from Florida, who's a Republican, obviously. They are the chairman and vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, who say that they're united in their concern about the national security threat posed by TikTok. Okay. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how many people are in support of the Chinese Communist Party and how many people aren't. Some of them might be rhinos. And you see, when you've got the idea that the First Amendment could be banned, yeah, they would upset the First Amendment by not allowing freedom of speech. But again, freedom of speech stops when you go into a crowded theater and yell fire. Sorry. Remember, I think it was Jeremy Bentham that said, you know, one man's liberty begins where another's ends. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Chinese Communist Party does not have the liberty to come in here and pervert our children. They don't have that right. They are foreigners. Foreigners, for those of you out in the sticks. So that's one of the reasons why Congress is addressing it. Trump says, hey, you know, if you do this, Zuckerberg's going to get rich. Well, maybe. You see, the thing is that the Republicans, now that Lara Trump and Mike Watley are in charge now and they're cleaning house, they're going to take things, especially this ballot harvesting, a lot more seriously. And now they say, we're going to play hardball. So you can imagine how this third party candidacy of RFK Jr. is going to shake things up. Here's some other interesting news. J.D. Vance, he got his own little jab at Biden, who basically was forced to sign a $460 billion package of spending bills over the weekend to avoid a partial government shutdown. And of course, that legislation included Senator J.D. Vance's legislation banning federal mask mandates from the Department of Transportation. The law is known as the Freedom to Breathe Act, and it prohibits the DOT, the Transportation Department, from using federal monies to enforce mask mandates on passenger airlines, buses, rail, and any other public transportation funded by their programs through fiscal year 2024. So if you're going to wear a face diaper, understand that people are going to look at you knowing this mandate is there. And it's now law because Biden signed it. Oh, yeah. The Air Marshal Association also backed Mr. Vance's bill, describing it as common sense legislation. So, with the Democrats saying they're not going to bring back mask mandates, we're going to hold them to their word. That's why J.D. Vance put it in there. Okay. That means the FAA can't mandate mask wearing, COVID-19 or otherwise. It's not going to happen. Rats. Rats are getting high on pot. Oh, wow, man. Rats have got into confiscated pots in the evidence locker at New Orleans's aging police headquarters, munching on the evidence. Well, Your Honor, the evidence has been tainted. Look at, there's rat turds in the evidence. Who's going to smoke that, Your Honor? I could just see this. The building is being taken over by mold and cockroaches, according to the city's police chief, Ann Kirkpatrick. That's what she told New Orleans City Council members. Can you imagine a police chief coming in and going, the rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high. Well, it's no wonder the rats got the munchies. I know. I had to give you a little quip this morning. Their marijuana was eaten by rats. Maybe if they did a little bit better job to protect their evidence locker, of course they're going to sniff it out. Can you imagine Cheech and Chong, doing the voices of rats on some commercial or some movie, and they get into the evidence locker? I mean, somebody will come up with this. You watch. Just because I said it, somebody will come up with it, and they'll make a movie out of it and use Cheech and Chong's voices as the rats eating the pot. I mean, you thought Up in Smoke was weird. Just imagine that. And they're tripping. The rats are tripping. Yeah, they're all peaceful now. They're not coming after us. But, I mean, they're tainting the evidence. Just imagine how many people could have their cases thrown out because the evidence has been tainted. Wow. I know, that's a reach, right? Mayor Giuliani, former mayor of New York City, the Big Apple, may be forced to sell his homes in New York and Florida to raise cash for this massive defamation judgment against him. He, of course, as you know, filed for bankruptcy protection. He was ordered to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers who sued him for defamation while he was a lawyer for former President Trump. The thing is, a $500,000 federal tax lien was put on Mr. Giuliani's Palm Beach condo, which at the time was appraised at around $3 million. At that time, the IRS said Mr. Giuliani owes him nearly $550,000 in unpaid income taxes for 2021. And of course, Giuliani's political advisor, Ted Goodman, has told media outlets that Rudy Giuliani has entered into a formal agreement with the IRS to pay it off. But he's got other legal troubles as well, because he forgot to and failed to pay roughly $1.36 million in legal fees to his former lawyers. And then he's facing disbarment over a lawsuit he filed challenging the 2020 election results. They're going after him. I'm telling you. You take his license away, guess what? He can't practice law. His income stream is going to dry up. I mean, if you're going to take him out, and you prohibit him from being able to pay off this defamation award. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is like the civil aspect of the death penalty. You take away his livelihood, take away his opportunity to make money. I mean, he's going to be renting wherever it is he goes, and they're going to be after every single dollar he could possibly make, aside from moving into the White House. And of course, RFK Jr., is going to announce his vice presidential running mate on March 26th in Oakland, California. He announced that yesterday. And of course, you know, again, former New York Jets rather quarterback Aaron Rodgers, former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura are among the potential running mates for Mr. Kennedy. There's others. But I'm going to be talking to Larry Sharp about his take on that. I mean, this is really reaching out there, you know. I mean, Jesse Ventura, I could, because he was the governor of Minnesota, I can see where he might take issue with a lot of the garbage that's going on in Washington right now. But Aaron Rodgers, oh, I don't know, even though he didn't take the jab. See, that's what he and RFK Jr. have in common, because RFK Jr. heads up the Children's Health Defense, and he was all over these vaccines. That's what everybody called him. The jabs, we call them. That's a problem. In the area of economy, Wells Fargo is getting slammed by 16 attorneys general who sent a letter to Wells Fargo CEO Charles Sharp stating their concerns over the bank's abrupt shuttering of accounts, including that of a gun dealer. See what they're doing now? In December, Wells Fargo unexpectedly closed the business and personal accounts of Brandon Wexler, the owner of Florida-based firearms dealer Wex Gunworks, with a vague explanation for why they did it. Wexler told The Reload following the move, "I'm a professional fireman. I do everything the right way. It's messed up." Well, they were doing it over there in Europe. They do it here. They will do it. And they're going after Wells Fargo because of their ESG, pro-environmental, social, and governance initiative. This is why I don't bank with Wells Fargo, and neither should you. Of course, Wells Fargo is not talking about it. Now, you remember about the people walking off the job in Wisconsin. Well, Dollar Tree is going to close 1,000 stores after a botched Family Dollar takeover. That's the news. Fourth quarter losses. And the discount retailer took a related $1.07 billion goodwill impairment charge. The shares tumbled 15% before the opening bell yesterday. So Dollar Tree is going to close about 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year and 370 Family Dollar and 30 Dollar Tree stores over the next several years. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar for more than $8 billion almost a decade ago after a bidding war with rival Dollar General. And, you know, you go into those stores, nothing is a dollar anymore. It's called inflation, folks. And you got all the cheap stuff on the shelves, too, you know. And, of course, we have an article for those of you that have the time to read it, especially if you're planning on downsizing and moving, about how to find a reliable and legitimate moving company without getting scammed, because it's out there. And we've got some tips for you to avoid doing that. Cell phone radiation research, guess what? It's been halted. Why? Because there is some worrisome findings. They were only looking at 2G and 3G devices, not the newer 4G, 5G, 6G, and whatever. And they're getting freaked out because of these radio frequency radiation studies. They don't want to know what it's going to do to the human body, so they just quit studying it. This is the National Toxicology Program. Wow. And, of course, if you're using a neti pot, there's warnings out about this dangerous amoeba linked to the nasal rinsing process. Not to use tap water. Use distilled. If you're going to do this, there's been multiple brain-eating amoeba deaths. Aglaria fowleri due to nasal rinsing with tap water. 85% fatality rate. Maybe you should rethink that. And of course, now researchers have discovered the secrets of fermented food for shedding pounds, like kimchi. Okay, you can have it. I'll eat the sauerkraut. You can have the kimchi. It's cabbage, right? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Just a couple quick things. I'm not really versed at all on these social media platforms. And I'm wondering, this TikTok, even if they sell it, do you think that possibly, or not possibly, I do, that the Chinese will still have back doors to that platform?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, Joe's on it. Daddy Joe's been using it. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Congress is jumping on it. But, you know, look what it's doing to our kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you that the black chick that beat up the white chick in the streets there at Hazelwood East High School after class, I'll bet they were on TikTok. I appreciate it, Kevin.
We don't have a lead.
Yep, I know. We're at the break, unfortunately. Larry Sharp, we're going to try to reach out to him after the top of the hour. Hunter Biden, by the way, his gun charges trial are set for June 3rd, for those of you that care. We'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.